Our guest analyst this afternoon is Stuart Peterson Senior Market Advisor Naomi Bloom. Naomi, let's reflect a little bit on the grain markets today.
Yeah, markets today having essentially a push higher overall for corn and soybeans, wheat finished a nickel lower. And what we're seeing is a combination of three things, essentially. First, yesterday, corn, beans, and wheat posted bullish reversals or outside reversals on daily charts. So that was a nice short-term technical bottoming signal. I think that caught the attention of technical traders, speculative traders, and the funds. And what we saw was some short covering yesterday and then some new buying that happened yesterday and kind of some follow-through buying today. For the funds, it's estimated that they're actually closer to short 200,000 contracts in corn and almost 100,000 contracts short in soybeans. That's significant to know because when the funds go short, when they go short corn, they go short about 200,000 contracts, and then they kind of call it quits. And when they go short in beans, they go short about 100,000 contracts, and then they call it quits. So we had two things yesterday that maybe pointed to a shorter-term bottoming signal. And then the friendlier news that came out today was a pretty significant rumor that China was going to be buying 3 million metric tons of corn from the Pacific Northwest. So that is really, really good news for North Dakota. Because hopefully then that goes on your rail systems headed west. That'll improve your basis in your area. So that's really something to be watching closely in the days to come, as you're out pushing snow with this blizzard that's coming through your way.
But we saw no actual physical proof that that had been made. They were just rumors, right?
Yes, rumors, but they came from pretty good sources. So we'll see. That's why we got to, keep an eye on it and then watch your basis for sure.
What about the livestock markets, Naomi?
Yesterday in cattle, that cattle market had a big significant drop lower. It went down to some key supportive price points on daily charts. Today, we had a bounce back higher for the fat cattle. Feeders finished steady to a little bit lower. Any opportunity in this cattle market right now is an opportunity to be selling on a rally. We're very well aware that, it's not the best pasture conditions out there, but the market is more focused on that there's quantity of animals coming. And unless we see new demand would be additional exports, the market probably is going to have a little bit of a setback lower. It doesn't mean we're going to crash and fall apart. But a setback seems a little bit likely for the June contract, maybe down to 116. But I don't think it goes any lower than that. We finished out the day today at 119.32. Hogs today finished steady to higher, and they're finding some support on, I think the African swine fever is kind of picking up traction again for news. So keep an eye on that hog market as well.
Once again, we've been visiting with Senior Market Advisor Naomi Bloom with Stuart Peterson.